Chasing Sam elusive happiness, I keep spending moments rashly one by one, wasting years on gaining fortunes and success. But my childhood memories cannot be suppressed, 'cause time can't erase precious memories of the place where we ran barefooted carelessly. It's all gone without a trace in my endless race. As I try to keep the pace, I recall these woodlands happily. I remember all those days. Going up and down, facing many hardships on the way. You see your defenses tumbling all around, with the cares and troubles giving you heartache. That's when childhood memories carry you away, 'cause time can't erase precious memories of the place where we ran barefooted carelessly. It's all gone without a trace in my endless race. As I try to keep the pace, I recall these woodlands happily. I remember all those days. I remember all those days. I remember all those days.
ओम शांति। ऑलवेज इन हरी, ऑलवेज ऑन द रन, चेजिंग सम इल्यूसिव हैप्पीनेस, आई कीप स्पेंडिंग मोमेंट्स रैशली वन बाय वन, वेस्टिंग इयर्स ऑन गेनिंग फॉर्च्यून्स एंड सक्सेस, बट माय चाइल्डहुड मेमोरीज कैनॉट बी सप्रेस्ड, बिकॉज टाइम कांट इरेज प्रीशियस मेमोरीज ऑफ द प्लेस where we ran barefooted, carelessly. It's all gone without a trace. In my endless race, as I try to keep the pace, I recall those woodlands happily. I remember all those days, like a roller coaster going up and down, facing many hardships on the way. You see your defenses tumbling all around, with the cares and troubles giving you heartaches. That's when childhood memories carry you away, because time can't erase precious memories of the place where we ran barefooted, carelessly. It's all gone without a trace. In my endless race, as I try to keep the pace, I recall those woodlands happily. I remember all those days. This is a Russian song where the poet is remembering his childhood days. Poet says that I am lost somewhere in this world, in this race, in this roller coaster, in this world where everything is tumbling up and down, and I don't know where I am. And when such a thing happens, suddenly I remember those childhood memories. Suddenly I go down the memory lane. Suddenly I remember how we used to walk barefooted. Suddenly I remember how careless, how carefree life that was, which is lost now So, a sense of nostalgia always stays in each one of us. We want to go back to our childhood, where the life was so carefree, where everything was so beautiful and everything was so much filled with wonder. And as we march ahead, we don't know, somewhere that sense of wonder is lost. In today's Avyakta Murli, there are two Avyakta Murlis. The first one talks about divine languages, three divine languages. What are they? Language of eyes, language of thought, and language of feelings. So these are the three divine languages. But today we are going to revise part two. That's second Murli, which is the revised Murli of 8th December 85. Master and Child. Baba said, Baba is seeing Shakti Army, Shakti Sena today. And he is seeing to what extent each one of you, each one of us has become conqueror of mind. To the extent that you become conqueror of the mind, you become conqueror of the world. Manjeet will become Jagatjeet. And Manjeet, conqueror of the mind, means conquering waste and negative thoughts. To what extent we have conquered waste and negative thoughts, to the same extent we will become conqueror of the world. And Baba said, today Baba is seeing each one of you as a child. So today's memory, today's Murli is on childhood. What are the advantages of becoming a child? What are the advantages? Baba mentioned at least 7 advantages that we will see later, but first you tell. So a child is carefree, a child is innocent, a child is light, a child is pure, a child is happy all the time. He is happy-go-lucky. Not just happy, he is happy-go-lucky. He is lost in his own world. He doesn't have to do anything with what is happening in the world. He doesn't bother about political upheavals. He has nothing to do with the religious ruminations. He doesn't have to do with any debates. He gets angry, but then again he becomes friends with his friends just with this sign. While adults takes years to gather, or sometimes never, if they fight, the very next moment, they join hands. They are flexible. What else? They are molding nature. And they have a lot of tricks for excuses. And one of the most common tricks that was used in childhood was, I have done the homework, madam, but I have forgotten the book. Homework is done, but I have not brought the book. But I have done the homework. So we were experts in making excuses. But then there was a joy. There was a lightness. There was bliss. There was a sense of wonder. We had such questions which adults never have. Why the leaves are green? Why the water is wet? Why the sky is blue? Why the birds fly? Why I can't fly? So they are filled with inquisitiveness. They are filled with desire, curiosity. They are filled with that sense of wonder. They are filled with that innocent joy of life. They are filled with dreams and aspirations. What else? A child is free. He is not bound. There is yet another poet who writes. This poetry we used to read a lot in our childhood. Little boy, I miss you. Little boy, I miss you with your sudden smile and your ignorance of pain. He has no knowledge about sorrow of this world. You walk through life and devoured it with nothing but misty goals to keep you happy. You wandered through quiet woods with friends and you were startled by shuffling porcupine. Your heart beat mightily when you chased frogs and caught one too big for a single hand. There was no time for meaning. A marshmallow gave it on a sharpened stick. A jackknife in your pocket gave you comfort when your friends were gone. A flower hidden in the woods behind an aging shriveled log. A dog who licked at your fingers and chewed at your jeans. A game of football that you did not expect. A glass of cider. A cricket's cry. When did you lose your ears and eyes? When did taste buds cease to tremble? Whence this sullenness, this mounting fear, this quarrel with life, this demanding meaning? This mounting fear is ledger's bonus, and is the pain that forbids you to be a boy. Little boy, I miss thee. Little boy, I miss thee. So an adult is missing the childhood. So Baba mentioned 7 advantages of becoming a child. First, unless and until you become child, you cannot become master of this world. If you want to become master, you have to become child here. And for becoming child, you must get rid of that limited sense of being a master here, that limited intoxication of being a master here. Don't be a master here, be a child here, so that in future you will become a master. To the extent that you become a child here, you will become master in future. So if you want to become master of the world, become a child here. And as we said, child is innocent. In Bible it is mentioned, Jesus Christ is asked, who will inherit the kingdom of heaven? And he looks around and he sees everyone. And there is a small girl playing there. And he goes and picks her up. And he says, those who can become like a child shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. Those who are childlike in simplicity, they will inherit the kingdom of heaven. And where there is crookedness and where there is deceit, treachery, where there is a plot and scheming, the kingdom of God is far away. So the first advantage is only those who become child will become masters. The second, those who will become child, they will become carefree emperor. Only they can become carefree emperor, Befikr Badshah. Otherwise, they will be laden with worries, stresses and tensions of this life. So go back to your childhood. Go back and become a child again. Little boy, I miss thee with thy sudden smile. If you want the carefree life, you must become like a child. A small child who doesn't know trickery, who doesn't know all the deception of this world. They live in their own world of joy, of pleasure, of happiness. They love to pick up pebbles on the shore, while those who are doing jogging there, they think it is foolishness. They have no time to do all such weird things. For them, these are all childish things or games. The third, when you become a child, You become egoless and you become incorporeal, nirankari and nirakari. Only when you become child, you can become egoless. And you can become an incorporeal, nirakari. So become a child here. And these two things will come to you. Otherwise, adults carry ego with them. They don't talk with each other for a long time. But look at child, as I said, just with this, they become friends again. So there is a resilience, a flexibility in them. They do not remember things for long. They fight today, but they will become friends tomorrow. So there is suppleness of nature. So a child is, Baba says, egoless and second incorporeal. You can become bodiless when you forget the body. So be a child. Because as you progress ahead, more and more adulthood, more and more body consciousness. Look at their clothes. Do they bother about their clothes? No. But a child, but an adult is so much particular. They look at mirrors 100 times. Everything is alright. But a child is without any care about his clothes. He just enjoys life. There's another saying of childhood. 5 minutes more. When the mom wakes you up, they say just 5 minutes more. 5 minutes more and 5 minutes more. There's a Hindi song that says that take away everything, but bring me back my childhood. Take away this wealth. Take away this name. Take away this fame. Where is that paper boat? I want to go back to those days. Take away all these things. I don't want anything. I want to become a child again. So, to become child means to become master. To become child means to become carefree emperor. To become child means to become egoless and incorporeal. Fourth, to become child means to get rid of limited life or to have transformation in life. Transformation from the old limited life. So becoming child means new transformation. Becoming child means fourth, new transformation. Fifth, becoming child means, there's a very powerful statement here. Baba said you become master knowledgeful. These two words, just if you know these two words, the father, then child, you know everything of this world. Just by knowing these two words, you will know everything. No matter how much knowledgeful somebody is in this world, but if they do not know this one word, child or children, they do not know anything. Just by knowing this one thing, you know everything of this world. So you become master knowledgeful. So becoming child means to become knowledgeful. Becoming child means to become the most knowledgeful person of this world. Going back to childhood means to become the most intelligent person of this world. At another place, Baba said, even those who think they are the masters of home, country, or some religion, or family, even they go in front of gods and they say, Balak Tere, we are your children. So in front of God, they say like that. That is the importance of the word Balak. So when you become child, you become master knowledgeful. All knowledge will come to you. But if there is an arrogance of adulthood, if there is an arrogance of maturity, knowledge will cease to come. Knowledge will get obstructed. When you become a small child means there is always a curiosity to know, to learn, to understand. What is this? What is that? What is that? Just as in recent Murli Baba said, knowledgeful doesn't mean that you start giving lectures. Knowledgeful doesn't mean that you start giving courses, but knowledgeful means, knowledge means understanding. Knowledge means wisdom. Knowledge means practical applications. Knowledge means how much pragmatic you have become. Knowledge means how much knowledge has been translated into practice. How much knowledge has got materialized. Otherwise, it's lying in the books, gathering dust. So fifth, when you become a child, you become knowledgeful. Because a curiosity is there. And a child learns from everyone. If you tell the child, go and learn from that uncle, he will go and learn. But if you tell adult, go and learn from that person, he will say, I know everything, why should I learn from others? But child has not got any hesitation to learn from anybody. He learns from each and everyone. So there is a sense of learning attitude. Always on the learning mode. Sixth, when you become child, bacha, you are saved from Maya. Baba says, you get saved from Maya. So become a child and you get insulated. Become a child and that will be your profile axis. Last, seventh, be a child and you will become burden free. Be a child and you will be burden free. And the greatest burden is I and mine. But here, when you become Babas, you get rid of this. Baba said, have you made this half of? Half mine, half his? No. Baba gave the example of this body. This body has been given to us on loan. This is Amanat, godly property. This body is given on loan. So just take care of it as a trustee. Don't indulge in it. So just as the body is on loan, just as you have been given this body on loan and you act as a trustee, in the similar manner, think that everything has been given by God for service purpose and everything is His. And when you make everything His, you become burden free. And when there is a burden free nature, you have intoxication of happiness, joy. So these are the seven important points, seven advantages of becoming a child. Now there is another part in this Murli. But children say that Baba, we can't remember that we are child. We, because of old nature, old sanskars. So what is Baba's answer? Baba asked, is it difficult or easy? Do you forget this? Why you forget this? The children's answer is, Baba, we forget because it has become our nature to forget. That's why we forget. Because it is a Purana, old sanskars. So Baba gave four answers. Answer number one. Baba says, this is your new birth. Okay? So when there is a new birth, means old is burnt. Just as somebody dies, so his body is burnt. Even they don't say he is, but they say he was. Or rather they don't say he, they say dead body. Suppose this is man, and he has died. After death, what they say? Take this dead body away. They don't even take his name. They don't take the name even. They say, take this dead body away. He was. If they have to say, they say he was. So means he is no more there. So here also, this is your new birth. You have died. This is your living. This is your funeral ceremony. You have died. So when you have died, Purane Sanskar, Swabhav and Smriti. Nature, your Swabhav and your old memories should go away. This is your new birth. The old birth, the old body is gone. There the body, here is the mind. The old soul has gone. The old soul has died and this is the new soul. This is the rebirth of the soul in the same body. This is the rebirth of the soul in the same body. The old soul is gone and the new soul has come. So Baba says, how can you say this? That this is my old sanskar. Have you not died? This is the life of dying alive. Jivanta Mrityu. Second, if suppose somebody has died and he comes back again, what do people say? Ghost. So if you had died and you come back, it means it is Maya's ghost. People run away. three men died and they reached Chitragupta. Chitragupta is someone like Peter in Christianity, who takes care of the dead. And then he asked, what is your last wish? If you just tell, I can send you back to get that wish fulfilled. The first man says, I wish that before my death, I want to enjoy a lot of wealth. I said, okay, go. You will get it. Here only. Then the second says, I want to enjoy family. So the Peter says, Saint Peter, you will get it here only. The third says, what? The Peter asks, what is your wish? The third says, when I am in the grave, I must move my body. After death means, I want to relieve. So, if suppose somebody has died and he is alive, then people think it is ghost. So, ghosts are to be chased away. They are not to be entertained. You don't welcome ghosts, do you? We will run away. So, chase away all the ghosts. So old sanskars, old habits, old addictions, old nature, they are all ghost. Body consciousness, they are all ghost. Vices are ghost. Sinful actions are ghost. Past and based and negative thinkings are ghost. Your extremely sensitive nature that gets hurt every time is a ghost. That HSP personality, highly sensitive personality is a ghost. Chase it away. Throw it away. Drown it. That is second. Third, Baba said, you say that this is your old sanskar. That means you love the old. That means you have love for antiques, old. So, what is the oldest? This is not the old. This is Madhya. This is middle. And middle is called as beach. Beach in Hindi. And there is a saying, beach bhavar. There is a whirlwind. And you get troubled in that whirlwind. Beach bhavar. So why you are saying that you, this is old, this is not old. This is beach, this is middle one. So don't have love for the middle. Love the oldest. And what is the oldest? Your eternal nature. That is the oldest. So how can you say that this has come up? Not four, three things. So these are the three answers given by Baba. For the question put forth by children that we forget. We forget this thing to become the master from child. So the seven advantages of becoming a child and answer to this question. And at the last Baba said, become Abhul. Abhul means don't forget. Abhul means don't forget. So go back and become a child again. So the poet says, this is a Russian song, where the poet says, always in a hurry, always on the run, chasing some elusive happiness. This is what is adulthood. They are always in a hurry. They are always on the run. Chasing some elusive happiness, I keep spending moments, rashly one by one, wasting years on gaining fortunes and success. But my childhood memories cannot be suppressed, because time can't erase precious memories of the place where we ran barefooted carelessly. It's all gone without a trace in my endless race. As I try to keep the pace, I recall those woodlands happily. I remember all those doors, like a roller coaster going up and down, facing many hardships on the way. You see your defenses tumbling all around, with the cares and troubles giving you heartache. That's when childhood memories carry you away, because time can't erase precious memories of the place where we ran barefooted carelessly. It's all gone without a trace in my endless race. As I keep my pace, I recall those woodlands happily. I remember all those days. Om Shanti.
always in a hurry, always on the run, chasing some elusive happiness. I keep spending moments rashly one by one, wasting years on gaining fortunes and success. But my childhood memories cannot be suppressed, 'cause time can't erase precious memories of the place where we ran barefooted carelessly. It's all gone without a trace in my endless race. As I try to keep the pace, I recall these woodlands happily. I remember all those days. A roller coaster going up and down, facing many hardships on the way. You see your defenses tumbling all around, with the cares and troubles giving you heartache. That's when childhood memories carry you away. Precious memories of the place where we ran barefooted carelessly. It's all gone without a trace in my endless race. As I try to keep the pace, I recall these woodlands happily. I remember all those days. I remember all those days.